If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nope, no Shaletta. Shaletta is off enjoying the holidays down with her family. It is the other sh word that hangs out here in the Twin Cities. Very similar in a lot of ways. I happen to also be a comedian here in the Twin Cities. I also happen to be a black woman. I also happen to have a kid that has autism. But it is the Miss Shannon that is hanging out here with you today at 830 WCCO. Welcome, everyone. I hope that you are enjoying the holidays. I decided to throw a couple of curveballs at my friend Josh over there, and as I was driving in, I'm like, hey Josh, how hard will it be for you to just get a bunch of holiday related pop songs on deck? It was okay, Josh, right?
Easy peasy.
I haven't seen you in like a year.
Oh yeah,
right?
We worked, this isn't our first rodeo together.
No, I was very glad. I was like, oh, I know that Josh. They're like, hey, you're gonna hang out with Josh. So happy holidays. Yes. My friend, good to see you.
Oh yeah.
So what's your holiday traditions at home, my friend? What do you do?
So my wife lives in St. Cloud, or not, or
it's from St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we go up there. So we'll be doing that tomorrow midday. And then we'll actually be coming back down and then back up on Monday. Just because we're very, I don't know about you, but we're very particular about, we like sleeping in our own bed.
Yeah. Hey,
so
man,
like,
that's cool.
It's only about a 50-minute like drive from our place. So
what's your thread count in your sheets, Josh? You don't even know?
You're not that fancy.
You got them on Amazon. You like them. That's cool. How often do you wash your sheets?
About once a week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Hygienic, appropriate.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah.
The minimal.
Yeah, the minimal. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that as well. As a road comedian, if I get to be home, I like to be home.
For sure.
I will do that as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're in my family, we grew up in Arizona. We've been here for quite some time because my mom, my two younger sisters and I, we all moved here in 1996. But a lot of our traditions are still based in we grew up making a lot more of like Mexican type food. So what I'm going to do when I finish here, I'm going to stop. I have to still buy. I'm doing chicken tamales this year. So if anybody heard me when I was doing my show last Sunday night, I did have my friend Melissa Silva from El Burrito Mercado. We were talking about updating my tamale recipe.
Mm-hmm.
She changed my tamale game. I've been doing tamales as long as I can remember, and she gave me a tip: if I put a penny in the bottom of my tamale pot when I'm boiling the water, because you steam it, and I've had for years, Josh, overboiled the pot sometimes because you put the lid on it and then you're supposed to just leave it alone.
Yeah.
So you don't want to take it off because that ruins the steam. So for a lot of times you'll just steam it a little too long and you'll boil all the water out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put a penny in it, for anybody out there, regardless of what you're steaming, if you put a penny on it, you can hear it when it starts to rattle. So you know that you can pour a little more water into it, just down the sides of the pan, not on top of whatever it is that you're steaming. So you know that you were about to lose water instead of letting you scorch that pot. I was like, Melissa, you have changed my game. You know how many pots I have scorched throughout my life? I know. Sometimes your friend just, boom, I saw her. She was on TikTok. talking about, hey, friends, this is how you don't scorch your pot. I was like, well done. So thank you very much to my friend Melissa from El Burrito Mercado.
Well done.
Shout out. But, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to tonight. I got that. I already got a couple of I got a bottle of wine. I'm going to go pick up the rest of my provisions, and that's what I'm going to do. My
is
son.
Is your shopping done?
So I have some of that. Okay. So I'm going to do that. We're actually going to check in with another friend of mine, the owner of Choo Choo Bob's. So if people are looking for some last-minute shopping options, so my friend, the owner of Choo Choo Bob's over in the shops at West End, we're going to check in with her about 1 o'clock today, which is nap time at Choo Choo Bob's. So they do story time. And nap time, a lot of the little kids during the afternoon, if you have toddlers, they're going to be asleep. So that's when we're going to talk to my friend Jennifer over there at Choo Choo Bob's. We're going to talk to her. I'm going to go do some last minute shopping, get something for like my mom's husband. Like, I got to go to Menards, some other stuff, do that, get my provisions. And then tonight, because my son is going to his father's house this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to finish here, go do that. Hang out. So this is the calm before the last,
yes.
the storm.
Chaos,
right,
the chaos
exactly.
On Saturday.
So I'm going to do my wrapping, make my tamales, and then he comes home tomorrow, and then it's just off to the races. So we have a pretty, because it's usually the actual holiday itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and my teenager, and I like that.
Yeah.
So I like that it's just quiet. So
yeah,
I'm with
there.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's nice. So I know some people, they're blessed with like a really big family gathering, and that's what they do. So, you know, we just want to say that regardless of what your tradition is, if it's a big thing, if it's a small thing, hey, man, do you. And I, you know, I like freeing people to do whatever works for them. Because doesn't it seem that we get entrenched in this it's supposed to be mentality?
Yeah.
You know, and we just kind of, you know, I'm trying to think back to when I first felt that pressure and then when I first released myself from that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that in my mid-20s through mid-30s, like, I hit 50 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm full disclosure, everybody out there. So I'm like, I feel like that. But in my mid-20s through mid-30s, I was fully, and I don't know how old you are, Josh. We hadn't gotten
I turned 31. I feel the same. I feel like I'm 50.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, fair enough. Okay. I will give you that. 50 feels good. But mid-20s through mid-30s, I was very in my it's supposed to be's in my life. It was very, oh, like I remember when I would see a movie or have like a Hallmark card type mentality of this is the legacy idea of what something was supposed to be like, and go, oh, yeah, or have an idea of a tradition that I had heard of, or I think my grandma used to, or I think my auntie used to, or something was supposed to be, and then try to recreate that in my own life and go, oh, my family should get together and my tree should look like, and I need to go buy and do that stuff. Right. But I was really like in that mentality in that age, you know, kind of thing, like, oh, and then I'm going to get married and we're going to do this and my kids should wear and we're going to put this card out. And how come I didn't buy Christmas cards and send out and put them on my fridge? Like,
nice,
I was very
nice
much
pipe,
in that.
It's a nice pipe dream.
Exactly.
Sure.
And I just remember chasing that, and it was exhausting, man. It was absolutely exhausting. And then when you like feeling this sense of loss and disappointment, you know, not living up to it. And then slowly over time going, man, you know, that it was manufactured and didn't really exist. And then slowly as I aged and released myself from this manufactured should into this is what I really enjoy, and just giving myself freedom to go, nah, man, this is really what I like, and this is fun, and relax, and just having more
tradition is great, but it's not always
really
going to work out that way.
You know, but using that word tradition with more freedom and license and
a little more
and
loose with
joy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Giving freedom, like being able to use tradition with a smile behind it, going, what's your tradition, and being able to rewrite traditions to go, hey, man, we can at any given time create a new tradition.
Yeah.
So if in your family and your circle you are making new traditions, good on you, man. I hope you're doing that out there. You know what? I hate to do this. If you are in the midst of making a new tradition, and maybe if you are first meeting me as Miss Shannon, I'm in this next break. I'm about to complain about something in this article, because I am actually very happy to hear that Sirius XM is getting sued for trapping customers in a subscription. Maybe you are one of these people. I am one of these people, and I am going to right now vent when we come back from the break about something. Sirius XM. You are getting put in the corner, and I agree with you. You are listening to 830 WCCO. We'll be right back. Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome back to 830 WCCO. I am Ms. Shannon, in for your girl, Shaletta, who is out holidaying back in Houston, I believe, with her brood of fantastically adorable children. Man, I don't know if you have any of those subscriptions that you have tried throughout the years to unsuccessfully cancel. The last one I had back in the day was when I tried to cancel my home phone. Man, it took me 6 months to cancel it, because there was a very specific way. You couldn't just go online and cancel. You had to call and then talk to a very particular person, and that person was never available. I just had to call back, and then they weren't available again. It took me a long time, and it cost me like an extra $200 in monthly fees to actually cancel my home phone. Mm-hmm. And I was really mad, because I was only using that home phone to call my cell phone when I couldn't figure out what pocket I had left it in. So I was really disappointed by the time I finally canceled it. So the most recent thing that I have is my Sirius XM satellite radio subscription. And I have two of them. I have one in my car, which I used to use a lot, because for those of you who don't know me, when I'm not hanging out here with you on the radio, I am primarily still a comedian, but I used to be a road comic a lot. That means I was on the road all the time, which makes sense why I would have that in my car, especially when I first started, because it was like I started when you needed to have things to listen to in your car.
Yeah.
And so I've been, you know, I look really good for my age, Josh. I think I do. And like nobody ever thinks of my age. I'm aging well. I moisturize. Yeah. I hydrate. I'm holding
self-care.
Up well. Right. Self-care.
Yeah.
Self-care. I take care of myself for a reason. I bring my own food when I'm on the road, so I'm not living on bar food. It's okay.
Or and gas station food.
Oh, my gosh. That kind of thing. Like, I'm like, I can't live on this stuff.
Nope.
So, but, you know, I was like, when Sirius XM Satellite Radio came out, it made sense for me to go ahead and get the subscription, because I'm like, when you're driving out there, you know, especially back when I first started, I'm like, this is really cool to be able to have all these options. And so over the years, it, you know, I just kept the subscription. So in 2020, when nobody was going anywhere, I kept it for that year. None of us were on the road. None of us were gigging. And so in 2021, I was like, you know, I want to cancel this. So I tried really, really hard to cancel my subscription. I'm like, so I got online. You can't just go on and just click a button and cancel the subscription. They make you, at very least, you either have to call or you have to go into a chat and talk to a person. And that is why Sirius XM is getting sued. So our favorite New York attorney general is suing them, saying that they are making it very difficult to cancel these subscriptions. So our good friend Letitia James announced that she is suing Sirius XM after their investigation discovered that the company forces its subscribers to call or chat online with an agent to cancel their subscription, then deliberately draws out those interactions as part of its strategy to prevent subscribers from canceling their package. Now, Sirius XM is saying they don't do that. That is a lie, Joshua. That is a lie. I can tell you from experience, they absolutely do.
Yeah.
Now, the first time that this happened, I was like, okay, I don't want this anymore. And I got this dude, the first one, and I can go and pull up the screenshots if you would like to see them. So I got online, and the first one that I talked to when I first went to cancel this in 2021 is this very nice person, and the agent's name at the time was this person named Rupinder. I'm not making it up. He picked the screen name, not me. So Rupinder starts going back and forth. Hey, how can I help you, Shannon? Rupinder, I want to cancel my subscription. I have two subscriptions. I have one in my house, one in my car. And so this is how come the script, it took so long. I said, I at least want to cancel the one in my house. I'm not, I don't need it. I don't need it. I barely want the one in my car. I don't need that one either. He's like, come on, Shannon, just what can I do to keep it? I'm like, Rupinder, I don't need them. And he's like, well, what can I do to get you to keep them? Nothing, Rupinder. I don't need them. He's like, and he keeps going on. He's like, what if I charge you less? What if you just cancel it? I had to type this out, Josh.
Yeah.
What if you just cancel it, Rupinder?
Been there.
And then finally, this is what he wrote to me. And I know, like, he's chatting with me. He's like, he's not looking in my eyes. He's not holding my hand.
Yeah.
And we're not sitting there over a candlelit dinner. He actually typed back in the chat, please, Shannon, give us another chance. Are we breaking up? Did I profess love to you over a candlelit meal, Rupinder? And I actually wrote back, ha ha, fine, Rupinder, fine. So he like cut it down so that both of them were less than the price that one of them had been. So I gave him another year.
You should have said?
What I should have said?
You should have said, you can't be serious.
A wasted opportunity. You should have pulled out a rim shot right there. I'm missing that opportunity. So this is now. And so what I do now, Josh, is that I have a little calendar reminder. So every year when I get to the annual of the renewal, I just sign on and I go and I log in and they go, hello, Miss Paul. And before we even get there, they go, you're right, this costs too much. Like, I just log in, and they just go, hello, this costs too much. And they just renew it at the discounted rate because they know I'm going to try to cancel. And that's what they're – it's so shady.
I shake my head right now, but I've also fallen victim to that as well.
Yes, they know they cost too much.
I'm on both sides of the fence. I've done the – fine, I'll do it for $1.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, yeah, I've definitely done that, but I've also had the experience you have where it's like – pins and needles to just get out of the dang thing.
It's so frustrating. I'm like, and then what I end up doing because I am that combination of I am a kind person, but I am also nice. And I'm doing this because I'm nice. And in my head, and I shouldn't profile, but this person's name is Rupinder. In my head, it's like that movie Slumdog Millionaire that I'm ruining somebody's life.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing, and that this is his job, and so I don't want to be mean to him, you know, kind of thing. And so I'm like, all right, I have $12, but I'm wasting it. I don't use it. So now what I end up doing is twice a month, I go turn on this thing that I do not need. It is absolutely a waste. It is going dusty and wasting time in my house. So what they're saying with this lawsuit is that consumers should be able to cancel a subscription they no longer use or need without any issues, and companies have a legal duty to make their cancellation process easy, and that New Yorkers can trust when companies like SiriusXM try to take advantage of them and violate the law that their office will step in to stop them. I do agree with it because I know is look, I consider it part of my gratitude practice that I have the extra $200 a year that I am literally wasting on this garbage. It's dumb. But think about it. Like, look, I have a credit card that's not all the way paid off. I could be paying this towards this stuff or putting it into, you know, an IRA or something. Like, this is dumb, you know, kind of thing that I'm doing this because, yes, I am. You know, I am not completely solvent. You know, I am a single mom.
Yes.
This is dumb that I am using. It's a waste. And I should just get up more, you know, cojones and just cancel it. So it's dumb that I'm making the Attorney General of New York go to bat for me when I should just.
It is tough.
Yes. So, I should do this on my own. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
New York Attorney General, for being bold and brave enough to go do this on my behalf.
A hero. Yes.
I know. Because now I'm like, I'm so sorry that I made you do this for me.
I also have a caller that wants to chime in on this as
well.
Teresa's calling in.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm so glad that you are talking about this because I kind of knew it like 5 years ago when I had my Sirius Radio. I always paid by check.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they got more and more persistent. No,
yes.
No, you got to use a charge card. And
right.
I said, well, I'm not going to do it if I have to use a charge card. I want to be able to pay month by month, or I think maybe I just, you know, sent a big check for the year.
Yes.
And I'd still get a bill. And I just knew way back when that they use such high pressure to keep you. And everything you're saying is exactly what I felt. And I'm so glad to hear that you're talking about them getting sued or this being taken care of. Because I know exactly what you're talking about, and I went through that. And I just feel so bad for how many other people are getting sucked into that. Because if you don't call on that year date, you know, you just get turned over and have to keep paying for it.
Right. And they're like, oh, wait, no, we'll give you your money back. But they're just one of those subscription services that you have to remember to get your money back. And it's so... And I know they're not the only ones out there, and it's my job to be responsible about my own money.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sound like I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. So it is my job to be a steward of my own funds. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I get that. And so, again, not their job to make sure I'm not a sucker. Totally on me. But, again... So why making it so hard? Why making it so hard that I got to sit there and do that whole thing? Sometimes just let me out. I've already tried. Don't prey upon the fact that I have to be mean to you now because you're begging. How? Don't be so desperate. Come on now. Make it. Now I got to be a bad person. You got to make me come at you like that. Oh, that's it's just so just oof. Why are you so thirsty? As a company. It's sad. So thank you, Teresa. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. So, yes.
That was a good call.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they are. Thank you, Attorney General James.
Yes.
So, all right. I don't usually do New Year's resolutions, but I think I'm going to finally make one this year. It's going to be this year. I am going to resolve to actually cancel SiriusXM Satellite this year. If they're to the point that somebody, a whole state, is actually going to sue them, I can at least, as one individual, stick by my guns and cancel it in 2024. So I'll check in with everybody when we do that. And speaking of checking in, one of my favorite organizations, the PACE Center, has a good announcement coming up as they move into 2024. So we're going to check in with their executive director when we get back. You're listening to 830.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WCCO. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Actually, I am Ms. Shannon, an organization here in the Twin Cities, and actually does work all over the country as we are championing families that have children with disabilities, is PACER. And joining us today to tell us some good news as we move into 2024 regarding a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful benefit that is coming up, and talking about who is going to be the headliner of their benefit is the executive director of PACER, Tonya Teasley. Tonya, thank you very much for waiting on hold as I was talking about the weird weather that we have going on here in the Twin Cities. How's it going?
It's going great. And thank you, Shannon, for inviting me to be on your show today.
So you've been the executive director of PACER now for how many months? How long have you been over there now?
Just 9 months.
Congratulations. We are so grateful to have you. I know we snaked you away from another wonderful organization here in the Twin Cities, but you've already done some wonderful things over there. PACER, a wonderful legacy organization here as we continue to champion families that have a variety of children with a variety of different disabilities. So before we get into the benefit that is coming up on April 27th, 2024, can you just give us a little background on what PACER does? I mean, I'm very familiar with it. I've been on the board on and off for the last, I think we're coming up on like 10 years.
That's amazing. And thank you again for all you do for PACER. As you said, we at PACER and all the people that support us, we call ourselves champions for children with disabilities. And we work with children and young adults with all different disabilities from birth to age 26. And I like to think about what we do as helping those families learn how to unlock the doors to education and technology and other services that their children need to thrive. And we do all of that at no charge to families.
Right.
I know, Shannon, that you know from personal experience that figuring out what's available to children with disabilities and then actually going through the process to get what they so desperately need is so challenging.
Right.
I have 22-year-old twins who have disabilities, and I always say, I'm highly educated. English is my native language, and I have access to all this technology. And I had an extraordinarily difficult time navigating the system to get them what they needed in terms of education, healthcare, housing. So I can only imagine how much more difficult it is for people without all the advantages that I have. So that's why PACER's here. We help those families learn how to unlock the doors to those resources and services, and it's why I'm so excited to be a part of the organization.
Right. I had a very similar story when my son, who I still call Cyclone Kid even though he's 15, when he was 3 and a half, about to turn 4, and I was first getting his autism diagnosis, and I remind people often that he's high supports on the autism spectrum, and someone in my circle was like, oh, while you're navigating this journey, one of the first calls that someone told me to make was to PACER. And so I always tell people, if you need help, if you're working on their IEP, their individualized education plan, if you're going, what are resources are available? And once you start hitting those speed bumps or those roadblocks, or you just go, I just need some support or just to know what's out there, PACER is always a wonderful first or next call for families that are out there that are just looking for an additional resource.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, it's kind of intimidating when you go to those IEP meetings and there's 10 people from the school district and they've all done this dozens of times. And as a parent, you've only done this once.
Yes.
So we've heard from a lot of parents similar to the story that you're telling, Shannon, about, you know, the information and the tools that they got from PACER gave them the confidence to go to those meetings and advocate for what their children needed. And we do all that through PACER.org is our website, but we also do workshops and one-on-one consultations. And we talk a lot about special education, but what a lot of people don't know is that we also help in the areas of healthcare, mental health, and then transitioning into adulthood, which is all about employment and housing and things like Social Security, which are also complicated.
Right. I also love, and this is someone who communicates for a living that also reminds people of the other resources that we have. We have our tech center. So if you have a kid that could benefit from some additional resources that could help them communicate as well, there's options that are there for them as well. So you can get there if they could use some sort of device that could help them with their communication.
Absolutely. We have a whole library and we have people help pick out the right things for them. And then people can check it out to see whether it's the right tool for their child. And my favorite story in that area is really about a family who came to us with a 3-year-old who was completely nonverbal. And we helped them look at communication devices. And while the family was there in our office in Bloomington, the child actually used that device and the parents heard their child say, I love you, for the very first time.
Oh, wow. I don't think you shared that story with us before, Sonia. That is a wonderful story.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. We're talking to my friend, the executive director of PACER. We're going to get into talking about the benefit. Can we also talk about the National Bullying Prevention Center before we get into the benefit that's going to be coming up next year?
Absolutely. We have a resource that is used across the entire country, the National Bullying Prevention Center. It's a website that has all kinds of resources for families, for kids, to talk about bullying and then try to prevent bullying. And we even have a whole set of puppets, mm-hmm. each of whom has a disability, and they travel. They've actually been all around the world, but they go to elementary schools and talk about bullying and talk about inclusion in a way that's really meaningful to kids. And it's amazing to watch those little kids walk up to the puppets and say, oh, I have autism too. I've never met anybody who has autism, when they're talking to the puppet.
Right. I love it. I absolutely love it. And the thing that I think is wonderful about the way that PACER does the work that we do is that it's been so just freeing to be able to create this space that shows it's for everyone, you know, that's a space that it goes, oh, it doesn't matter what disability you have. It's a space you can go, I see myself and I feel welcome here. And I think for a lot of our families, myself included, you don't always get that feeling. And that it's a lot of, you don't always feel isolated and you go, I can always go, I have a home here, regardless of how you might feel differently when you're out in other settings. So, you know, I always want to say thank you for PACER for setting that up for people.
Yes. And one of our core values, Shannon, is parents helping parents. And that's one of the things that when so much of our staff are also parents of children with disabilities. So when people call in, not only can we give them information, but they're more often than not talking to someone who has been through the experience and can empathize with the struggles and the challenges that those families are facing.
So as we continue to do wonderful work at PACER, of course, there is a cost that this work comes to. So we encourage people to please make their donations to PACER. You can do that on an ongoing basis if you want to go to PACER.org. But we also do a variety of fundraising things throughout the year, including this benefit. And this is something that is usually performance-based. There's a performance that anchors this. So coming up on April 27th, 2024, we are going to have our annual benefit again coming up. And so we have a little drum roll for you. I'm making that here on the desk. Thank you, Josh. He's doing it as well. Announced this week. Who is our headliner this year?
Yeah, we are so excited. We have the Goo Goo Dolls coming to perform for us at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And tickets will be going on sale in January, and people can find them at PACER.org. So I hope many of your listeners will decide to join us, because you're right, Shan. We rely on a lot of grants and a lot of donations because we don't charge families for the services that we provide.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to the concert on April 27th with the Goo Goo Dolls.
Right. 15 million records sold worldwide, Grammy Award nominated, dozens of platinum and gold singles and albums, just history-making performances all over. Our friends, the Goo Goo Dolls, are going to be just amazing performers. Usually also includes a live auction from usually my friend Frank Bassolero for right here at WCCO. Do you know if we're having Frank back this year as well?
He is coming back.
Hooray!
So we're excited he can be joining us.
I am very excited. He is a great individual. We love our friend Frank. So that is going to be fun. So, again, we want to remind people they can go to pacer.org to make their donations at any time. Also, I'll remind people once the tickets are available in January. So, also, is there anything else if people want to just get resources? Is that where also where we want them to go ahead and pop onto the website at any given time?
Absolutely. If they go on our website, there's all kinds of tip sheets, there's videos, there's recordings of our trainings. And so that's probably the first stop. And if you don't find what you're looking for, there's a phone number you can call and there's email address to get more information from one of our advocates or from our technology center.
Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so very much, Shannon.
Yeah. And so I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. You always have stuff that's going on.
We do.
Absolutely. So I'll see you soon. I think we have a board meeting coming up next month. So I'll see you there,
yep.
If nothing else.
Yep, we do.
All right.
I'll see you then, Shannon.
Thanks, Tanya. And thank you, everybody, again, reminding you those tickets go on sale in January. And you can always get more information about what's going on if you go to pacer.org. You're listening to 830-WCCO. Welcome back to 830 WCCO. I'm Ms. Shannon in for Shaletta. Happy holidays, everybody. Hopefully, you don't get anything bad under your trees this year. I'm thinking that hopefully, you know, all of your presents are wonderful. Hopefully, you know everybody that you sent your presents to, especially if you're one of those people that are living in Brooklyn Park. Did you see this story, Josh? Oh, my gosh. There's some terrible things that are going.
I did just now,
yes. Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, it's so sad. I hope that you are paying attention to the elderly people in your circles. This is something that is, it always concerns me. I'm one of those people that, like, volunteers at a few of our elder care facilities here in the Twin Cities, and this is part of it. There's a story that was talking about in Brooklyn Park. A man had pled guilty to this role in this multi-million dollar romance fraud scheme. I like to go and hang out with our elderly folks, and this is part of it. Is because this guy, this happens a lot. Like, if you wonder why you hear a bunch of stories that go and say, hey, if you wonder why, like, the AARP commercials say, pay attention to your older folks and tell them not to click on links and not to do this and not to pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
They really do get predatory people really are constantly scamming these people because it's very easy to, I take that back. They end up more vulnerable than you would think in these scam situations because they are not as familiar with some of the ways that people can trick them into a false sense of security in certain things.
Yeah.
And I think it's because the way that technology was updated and has changed so rapidly in the last 10 years, for sure. And even quicker than that, like, I'm just enough, you know, if you think about it this way, I remember back when I was a kid, how excited I was to have a VIC-20. And that's an old school computer. And I would sit there and I would spend weeks writing, like typing in code so I can get a little ball to go across a black and white screen and just ping pong back and across my screen. And now I play a video game on my phone on an international server that updates real time, you know, and get back and forth. And so I could just imagine people that are 15 to 20 years older than me. And how just crazy things seem for them, and, you know, just nuts. And so in this particular situation, there were a number of people that were preyed upon by this horrible person, where millions of dollars were taken away, and that they netted this, and that this guy, I'm glad that they caught him and that they put him in jail. And so these people, they were able to lure the victims. They had these suggestions of marriage, and I'm glad that the Department of Justice got these people so they would introduce them, and the victims would eventually be directed to send large sums of money to these specified names and these addresses. And so they got $2.2 million from 90 people throughout this scheme. $2.2 million from people who were just trying to find love. And that breaks my heart.
Yeah. That's...
From people who are lonely. And we've been talking about, especially over the last few years, you know, about the fact that there's a loneliness epidemic.
Yep.
And, you know, there's so many organizations in our town that dovetail into this, where you see them saying that, you know, part of what goes on when you work with an organization and volunteer with something like Meals on Wheels also is impacted by our loneliness epidemic, where they're saying, well, not only are we providing meals and sustenance, we're providing an interaction and talking to these people.
Which is what
exactly.
We're looking for.
That's
yeah.
what they're looking for as well. You know, when people are saying, well, yeah, we go and we visit with them as well. And there's so many of these things that are also impacting that loneliness, where they're, you know, and that's so. So many of these things are dovetailing into that as well. It's just trying to, like, add that connection in, which, you know, in such a silly way is a lot of what we're doing. That's the only reason that we have a job. As silly as it sounds, you know, kind of thing. I'm not here. I'm not solving rocket programs or doing anything. I'm not creating, you know, like, I'm not penicillin. I'm just hopefully just making somebody not feel lonely. If they could do something. That's all I'm doing. It's like, hopefully somebody didn't feel lonely and I can go, please don't click on that, Mrs. Jones. I'd rather talk to you, you know, kind of thing. If I could spend a little bit more time or go read a book to somebody or go, yeah, I could show up. I got 5 minutes to talk to somebody in my day so that they're not sending, you know, money to this Dodzy Cordawoo who's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't have to marry that person. Just awful human beings. You know, preying on people.
Yeah, I think that's one of the breakout, I guess, underlying stories throughout COVID and even after COVID was kind of the loneliness that all these senior citizens would feel.
I agree.
And now this is a double whammy, almost a triple whammy if you want to factor in the holiday situation with it.
I agree.
I understand this happened over the course of, May of 18 to June of 22, but still, it's... doesn't go away for a while. It's not like, oh, it's the guy got arrested. It's we're recovered from it. We're done. It's over with. It's behind us. No, there's still people probably suffering a lot from it.
And just looking for other opportunities. And I think that it really did, you know, like when we're looking at what are, you know, were there other community opportunities that used to occur? And what were those? Like, were there, did there used to be volunteer opportunities at your local library? Did there used to be volunteer opportunities at your local place of worship? Were there a volunteer, like, what did we used to have in our communities, I wonder, where we didn't have these things? Like, I'm very fortunate, like, the gym that I go to, I really am encouraged when I see, like, there's a Silver Sneakers kind of, like, coffee clutch group of, like, elderly little ladies that do stuff. Yeah. And I was like, hi, ladies. Like, I like that they have their little thing, and I see them sitting around there. I'm glad that they have a community that they get to do, too.
Absolutely.
So I wonder what other people have. And, you know, I'm always concerned when I, you know, hear stories like this where it seems like they don't have that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Right. And so I wonder, you know, sometimes I know we can't do that for everybody. But a lot of this where you see that they contacted victims through email and other social media platforms and they would make up these, you know, these fake personas. I wonder what else there is for us to do. Do we have an idea? I don't know. We need to make some real social media platforms for them. I don't know. If anybody has suggestions, you can let us know. We'll work on it in the next break. So you're listening to 830 WCCO. Merry Christmas. Take care of your older people out there.